If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
As always, I'm joined by the clinic admin manager from Dis-Chem Baby City, Ans van Rensburg. How are you, Ans?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm also good. How are things at Dis-Chem? I know you guys don't have baby spas, but I was just mentioning the reassurance that sometimes is needed for newborn moms. And that I know you guys have.
Absolutely. And it's a golden thread almost through all of our discussions, where we are very well aware that parents feel overwhelmed easily. And for good reason. I mean, to have a baby is such a huge responsibility, especially for new parents, but for all parents. And it can be so overwhelming. And many times parents are just so hard on themselves. We compare our children to other children and development, and it's so much to consider. And sometimes just having someone that you can talk to get that reassurance is incredibly valuable. And that's where our nurses, well, that's one of the spaces where our nurses come in. And we can just provide that little bit of reassurance and say that, mom or dad, you are, do this or do that, you are doing a good job. Just that reassurance is incredibly valuable.
Yeah. And even for us, like, I mean, I had support when my children were small, like my parents and whatever. They were people, and I have friends and whatever. But sometimes I do have to say, like, I don't know, everyone has advice and everyone has their input. And sometimes just having, like, especially an expert person, first of all, and an impartial person reassuring you makes even a more of a difference.
That is so true. And one thing that we also see often is that not all parents have the same support structure, and not everyone has access to the same support network. And many times people are almost on their own. They feel very isolated. And that can, again, be because having a baby is such a responsibility. Many people feel so isolated. And unfortunately, something we also see very often is that parents, because some parents have this fundamental belief that they are not doing what they're supposed to be doing for their babies. So due to that, they feel very ashamed and they isolate themselves. And that is one of the things that can be so damaging to your self-esteem as a parent. And again, having that person, whether it's a nurse, whether it's your guy, it can be anyone, pediatrician, someone that you trust, just to confide in and speak to get that perspective again, that actually you are doing a really, really good job with your baby. And so many times, what I've seen in practice is when you speak to parents and you explain to them that this is what you're supposed to be doing and this is what you are doing.
Yes, great. Thank you so much, Ants, as always. Your reassuring voice really helps us a lot. Looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Thank you, Yolandi.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry, Ants.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
And just like that, another show has come to an end. If you've just joined me, sorry, you've missed basically my whole show. But don't despair, it will be available as a podcast on hifm.com for you to go listen to. This show and all of my shows are available as a podcast for you to go listen to. Today we spoke about the benefits of hydrotherapy. And again, even as an adult to this day, I love taking a warm bath. And I'm saying this as a mom, if you don't have time for self-care, and I mean, sometimes I it's exhausting just to hear that, where they're like, oh, you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of someone else. 100% there's truth in that. But in the same breath, especially when you have a newborn baby, it becomes very difficult to make time for yourself and to make sure that you are okay, because you are, everything is new. And this is overwhelming. And it takes also time to become buoyant again in this emotional state of constantly feeling so happy, grateful, and magical, and angry, exhausted, sad about other things and about the fact that you're a new mom. And that's, you know, again, finding the buoyancy in those emotions takes a long time to get used to. Sometimes you need a floaty yourself to be able to remain standing. And that's why I always say that, or floating, let's rather say that, you need a floaty. So life is not meant to be done alone. It's okay to allow someone else to help a little bit and to take care. And even if it's just to send a message to someone to say, hi, I just want to vent because it's really hard. Absolutely okay to do that and to allow yourself to do that. But also give yourself a chance to get used to it. It will, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. That's what I really want to say. On that note, it was absolutely wonderful having you today with me. Remember, the best example you can give your child is the example of kindness. So please remember to go out there and be kind. Until next time, have a wonderful day. Bye.